السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته شيخنا، أحسن الله إليك.
How are you doing?
الحمد لله شيخنا.
We are already late in class today. Can we go on?
نعم شيخنا.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. We are on the book Al-Adab Al-Mufrad by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari Rahimahullah Abu Abdullah Muhammad ibn Ismail. This is a book that is specifically authored regarding the conduct and the manners of the Muslim. What have we been taught in Islam about personal conduct and noble character traits? These are the issues in this book. We have come across a number of issues, and the last class we came on to Fadlul Kabir. Al-Imam al-Bukhari titled it, he said, Babun Fadlul Kabir or Babu Fadlul Kabir, the chapter regarding the virtue, the excellence of being elderly. When you are elderly itself, it's a virtue that Allah has blessed you with age. It's a virtue. Someone lived for 20 years and died. You lived for 40 years and then the time came. It is a virtue. You have an additional 20 years, 20 years of salah, 20 years of fasting, 20 years of saying istighfar, 20 years of goodness. So the 20 years you're being older than the person who passed away earlier is a virtue in itself. So this is the chapter about the virtuousness, the merit of age, the merit of being an elderly, the virtue that is connected to being a senior. And some of the ulama, as we explained in the last class, that the seniority can be in terms of age and it can be in terms of status and rank. Al-kibaru, being senior, can be in terms of age and it can be in terms of rank and status. Allah would favor an individual with good age for 80 years, for 90 years. One of the scholars passed away in the last week, الشيخ عبيد ابن عبد الله الجابري رحمه الله. And one of his friends who now happens to be the Mufti of Medina, Sheikh Saleh al-Suhaimi, he said this is a friend for 61 years upon da'wah and upon goodness. So they were upon goodness for 61 years. So to be upon goodness for 61 years itself is a virtue. Not to say be upon learning Islam and teaching Islam for 61 years. This is a very, very big virtue for the Sheikh who had passed away, and a big virtue for the Sheikh who is still alive, Hafizahullah, Sheikh Al-Suhaimi. And from amongst the teachers of Sheikh Ubaid ibn Abdullah al-Jabiri is Sheikh Abdul Muhsin al-Abbad. If we go to the biography of Sheikh Ubaid ibn Abdullah al-Jabiri, who just passed away, from amongst his teachers was Sheikh Abdul Muhsin al-Abbad. And you will be glad to know that Sheikh Abdul Muhsin al-Abbad is still alive till today. And he still teaches in the Prophet's Masjid till today. Until today, he's teaching the book Kitab al-Tawheed. He's teaching Tawheed in the Prophet's Masjid, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we'll not be wrong to say that for people like Sheikh Abdul Mohsin Hafizah Allah, who might have been upon this witness for up to 70 or more years. These 70 years of Salah, 70 years of Zakah, 70 years of observing Salah in the Prophet's Masjid, alayhi salatu wasalam, 70 years of teaching. He was from amongst the foremost, from those who established the Islamic University in Medina. He was the vice chancellor for a number of years. For all of these put together, till today that he teaches Kitab al-Tawheed in the Prophet's Masjid in Medina, you would now understand that having lived for so long is itself, that long life itself, it's a virtue from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ukhbirukum bi khiyarikum. Should I not tell you about the best of you? Qalu bala ya Rasulallah. He answered, Messenger of Allah, tell us, who is the best of us? The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, khiyarukum atwalukum a'mara. Khiyarukum atwalukum a'mara idha sajjadu. He said, khiyarukum alayhi salatu wasalam, khiyarukum, the best of you, atwalukum a'mara, they are the best of you Muslims, the best of the companions, are those who had long life. They had a lot of things. They had a lot of goodness. He says, khiyarukum atwalukum a'mara, the best of you, the Muslims, are those who had the longest life amongst you. Idha sajjadu, as long as they were balanced in their deen. Idha sajjadu, as long as they were balanced, as long as they were upon sound religion, the best of us are those of us who had long age. So with the long age, they will be able to acquire goodness. So that means the age itself, that seniority, yarhamukallah, that seniority in terms of age, the seniority in terms of status and rank by these scholars, that itself is a virtue from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them. And that's why in another hadith, Abdullah ibn Abbas reported from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said, al-barakatu ma'a akabirikum, al-barakatu ma'a akabirikum, blessings are with your elderly ones, because they are now far away from the hastiness of youths. The youths are largely hasty people. The youths are largely hasty. When they think, most of the times the thoughts are shallow. But as for the elderly, they have experience of life. They have deep knowledge. They have commitment. They have focus, because now they understand that they are nearer their graves. So they are upon sound reality, which may not have been clear to a young person. So these people have been long upon goodness. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, al-barakatu ma'aka birikum, blessings, favors, Allah's favors are with your elderly ones. So to the elderly itself is a favor from Allah. This is the point. And that is what we are talking about. The favor that is connected to being a senior. When you are a senior, Allah has favored you. The first hadith we read was hadith 353, and that is the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, man lam yarham saghirana, man lam yarham saghirana, وَيَعْرِفْ حَقَّ كَبِيرِنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا. The one who will not show compassion and mercy to the young ones amongst us. وَيَعْرِفْ حَقَّ كَبِيرِنَا. And recognize and realize and preserve حق كبيرنا, the rights of the elders amongst us, فليس منا. This one is not upon our sunnah in this matter. This one is not upon the line of conduct of a Muslim, meaning that it is not from the conduct of a Muslim, Allah yarhamak sagir, not to be compassionate and merciful to those who are young. It is not from good conduct, and it is not from the conduct of Islam, that an elderly person is not merciful to the young one. It is wrong. The elders must show mercy. They must show compassion for those who are younger than them. And we have explained in the last class also that elderliness could even be with respect to a single day. Elderliness, the considerations for elderliness in Islam could even be with respect to just being older than you for a single day. If a person was born today and you were born tomorrow, the ulama, the early Muslims from amongst the tabi'un, they still understood it to be age between the two of you. So you must respect the one who is a day older than you. You must respect and show mercy to the one who is just one day younger than you. If the person is one day older, in fact, there are reports that a twin, a set of a twin from amongst the early Muslims, they related in such a manner that the one who came out first, the one who emerged from the womb, from who was delivered first, would speak, and the one who came second would be silent. A set of twin from amongst the early Muslims. It was reported that the one who came out first would speak, and the one who came out after him would remain silent by way of showing respect for his brother, just because he had emerged from the womb before him. That is how much the early Muslims respected the elders, and that is how much elderliness could be. Elderliness could be so close, seniority could be so close, that it could even be considered from amongst those who emerged together from the same womb, but one of them came before the other. How much a whole day, how much a whole week, how much a whole month. We are emphasizing this because most of the times when you see brothers relate amongst themselves, one of them will be a month older than the other, and the younger one would not want to concede seniority to the one who is just a month old. And then he will say, oh, is this not just 1 month? As far as Islam is concerned, even if you were both twins or he was older than you for just a single day, it is required of you to show respect. It is required of you to show esteem. It is required of you to show genuine regard for him just for that one day seniority over you. Allah has favored him with age over you. Allah has favored him with age over you. The next hadith we shall read is hadith 354. عن أنيس الإمام البخاري سد رحمه الله حدثنا علي قال حدثنا سفيان حدثنا ابن أبي جريج عن عبيد الله ابن عامر عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص يبلغ به النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من لم يرحم صغيرنا ويعرف حق كبيرنا فليس منا. من لم يرحم صغيرنا ويعرف حق كبيرنا فليس منا. الإمام البخاري reports this narration from الشيخ علي ابن المديني, علي ابن عبد الله ابن المديني رحمه الله, is the one from whom الإمام البخاري يحفظ الحديث سوري السيد. حدثنا علي عن الإمام علي بن المديني رحمه الله from amongst the scholars of hadith and one of the biggest amongst them. He is reporting from his teacher Sufyan ibn Uyayna. So he said رحمه الله حدثنا سفيان and Sufyan ibn Uyayna was a well-known scholar of hadith and sunnah. He is reporting from his Sheikh Ibn Abi Juraij. This is what we will find in most of the prints, Ibn Abi Juraij. But one of the scholars who had worked on the manuscripts of Al-Adab al-Mufrad, Sheikh Abdullah ibn Abd al-Rahman al-Sa'd, in his tahqiq of Al-Adab al-Mufrad, upon the same number, he said, Hafizahullah, that Ibn Abi Juraij, that in some scripts, in some prints, you will find it as Ibn Juraij. But both Ibn Abi Juraij and Ibn Juraij were wrong. What should be there is Ibn Abi Najih. So it's not Ibn Abi Juraij. We should correct our scripts. It is not Ibn Abi Juraij. It is Ibn Abi Najih. He is Ibn Abi Najih. And I think the script upon the screen itself is showing Ibn Juraij. The script upon the tahqiq of our Sheikh, Sheikh Samir Ibn Amin al-Zuhairi, Hafizahullah, on the screen for Hadith 354 shows Ibn Juraij. In the script, you have the script of Maktabatul Hadi al-Muhammadi. It says Ibn Abi Juraij. So that's how you find the two of them. Some say Ibn Juraij, some say Ibn Abi Juraij. But what is correct is to say Ibn Abi Najih. Ibn Abi Najih. That is upon the work of Shaykh Abdullah ibn Abd al-Rahman al-Sa'd, and he discussed it in his tahqiq of this book, Al-Adab al-Mufrad. So Ibn Abi Najih is correct and not Ibn Abi Juraij or Ibn Juraij. So he is reporting from Ubaidullah ibn Amir al-Makki, Ubaidullah ibn Amir al-Makki, Ubaidullah ibn Amir al-Makki, who is the tabi'i of this hadith. Ubaidullah ibn Amir al-Makki, he is the tabi'i of this hadith, is reporting from the eminent companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhumah was the son of the eminent companion Amr ibn al-As. Amr ibn al-As was a very, very respected companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to such an extent that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam made Amr ibn al-As to lead a battle. And that battle had within it Abu Bakr and Umar, Uthman, and the rest of the eminent companions radiyallahu anhum. So Amr ibn al-As was a well-known, well-educated, well-respected companion, well-exposed companion amongst the companions, very rich, radiyallahu anhu, and his son was Abdullah. Many of those who have documented the relationship between Abdullah and his father Amr, they say that the age between the two of them was about 9 to 10 years, so thereabouts, between the father and the child. So you will see a lot of narrations where, when the Prophet spoke about the importance of the child's respecting and maintaining the ties of kinship rightly with the father, you will see Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As will report those hadith, because he was regularly told by the Prophet to respect his father and follow his father. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, because of the little age between himself and his father, the ulama say it was between 9 to 10 years, between father and child. So always you find Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, you find him, the Prophet telling him about the importance of respect for elders. You find him telling him about the importance for respect for the parents. You find Ibn al-As reporting, Abdullah reporting narrations regarding respect for parents. You find him reporting narrations regarding respect for the elderly. And that was why even during the fitna between the companions, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, you would find Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, he was where his father was. Why? Because the Prophet would always say to him, alayhi salatu wasalam, ittabi abaka, follow your father, obey your father, follow your father, follow your father. Because they had a very little age in between the two of them. So you would see here also regarding the importance of respect for elders and showing esteem for elders. You will see that Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As is also reporting here, because the bulk of what the Prophet would say to him, radiallahu anhuma, had to do with respect for elders, respect for parents, because of the age barrier, which was small between Abdullah and his father. But Abdullah was a very, very brilliant young boy. During the time of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had accepted Islam before Hijrah. And whatever the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to document hadith. So from amongst those who used to write down, like in a dictation, what the Prophet would say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was who? Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu anhu. So he reports this hadith also from the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Prophet said, من لم يرحم صغيرنا من لم يرحم صغيرنا ويعرف حق كبيرنا فليس منا من لم يرحم صغيرنا ويعرف حق كبيرنا فليس منا من لم يرحم صغيرنا ويعرف حق كبيرنا فليس منا من لم يرحم صغيرنا. The one who will not show mercy, who will not show compassion to our young ones. The senior who will not show compassion to the young. The elderly who will not show compassion to the young. Who will not be merciful to those who are young. وَيَعْرِفْ حَقَّ كَبِيرِنَا. Likewise, those who are young, who will not recognize the rights of the elders. فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. They are not upon our line of conduct in this matter. They are upon their own in this matter. As for following Allah and following the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, they are not upon it. To follow Allah and follow the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, in these matters, it requires that those who are elderly, those who are senior, they should show mercy to those who are young, those who are elderly, even if it be by one day, even if it be by 1 week, even if it be by 1 month, you are older. Irham is tawil. Show mercy to those who are younger than you, your younger ones. Don't just begin to harass them, beat them. This one happens in places of learning. You see those ones who consider themselves as senior in class. Sometimes they may harass those ones who are younger. For the sake of Allah, if you want to be upon the line of conduct of Islam, if you want to be upon the good manners that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught, farham al-sagheer, show mercy to those who are young. Why? The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man lam yarham saghirana wa yarif haqqa kabirina falaysa minna. The one who would not show mercy to the young ones, likewise, wa yarif haqqa kabirina. He is not showing compassion to the young ones. And then he will not also recognize the rights of the elders over him. This is bad. So as young ones too, we must learn to respect our elders. even though they are just one day older, even though they may just be a week older, even though they may just be 1 month older. It is not appropriate not to show them respect. It is inappropriate to be disrespectful. So we must show them honor. We must show them esteem. We must show them kind regards. Why? Because they have the virtue of age. Allah has blessed them with age. They are older than us. They are seniors to us. And so we must respect them. All of these go to show that to be a senior is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think that this hadith is clear, and it is just in the wording of the first hadith. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man lam yarham sagirana, the one who will not be compassionate with our young ones, wa yarif haqqa kabirina, and recognize the rights of those who are older, falaysa minna, such persons are not upon the good manners of Islam. In the narration that followed, it said, Haddathana Muhammad ibn Salam, that is Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salam Al-Bikandi rahimahullah, also one of the teachers of Al-Imam al-Bukhari in the early days. He said, Haddathana Sufyan ibn Uyayna. He also reports it from Sufyan ibn Uyayna and Ibn Abi Najih. So here you find it as Ibn Abi Najih. So it is the report of Ibn Abi Najih from Ubaidillah ibn Amr. And that was one of the reasons we recognize that what occurs above as Ibn Juraij was an error from the manuscripts. What actually happens is that it was Ibn Abi Najih that reported this hadith from Ubaidillah ibn Amir, yuhadithu an Abdillah ibn Amr ibn al-As. And Ubaidillah ibn Amir reported that narration from Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. Yablughu bihim Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. Yablughu bihim Nabiya. He would ascribe and refer the statement to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mislahu, in an expression like the one we had in 354. What is that expression? That man lam yarham sagirana wa yarif haqqa kabirina falaysa minna. Man lam yarham sagirana wa yarif haqqa kabirina falaysa minna. Or hadith 355, it says, Haddathana Abdah. It says, Haddathana Abdah. That is, Muhammad ibn Salam al-Bikandi is reporting it from Abdah. And Abdah, we mentioned a number of his reports earlier, and he is reporting it from Muhammad ibn Ishaq. That is, Muhammad ibn Ishaq ibn Yasar. And he is reporting an Amr ibn Shu'ayb and Abihi and Jaddihi. This is also a hadith from Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. Amr ibn Shu'ayb was a well-known scholar of hadith who reports from his father, Shu'ayb ibn Muhammad. He reported from his father, Shu'ayb ibn Muhammad, who is reporting from his grandfather, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. So this report is also from Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. It means this hadith, man lam yarham sagirana wa yarif haqqa kabirina falaysa minna. It's from the report of who? Abu Huraira. And who? Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma. That is 355. And that one also says, laysa minna man lam yarif haqqa kabirina وَيَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْ حَقَّ كَبِيرِنَا وَيَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا. He is not of us. He is not upon our conduct. مَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفْ حَقَّ كَبِيرِنَا. Whoever would not recognize and acknowledge حَقَّ كَبِيرِنَا, the rights of the elderly amongst us. We have elderly people in the masjid. We have elderly people in the community. We must recognize and respect them for elderliness. We must respect them for elderliness. Likewise, we have high-ranking people. We have people of noble status amongst us. We must respect them because of their status. We must respect them because of their office. Perhaps they are scholars, perhaps they are rulers, perhaps they are presidents. All of these people, governors, ministers, we must respect them, heads of offices, heads of departments, heads of units, they must be respected. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored them with that seniority and superiority. So we must show them that respect. We must show them kind regard. Just as they must also be merciful to us. Don't say because you are the superior, your subordinates are in trouble. Don't do that. It is not from the conduct of Islam. Many of the people are vulgar when they relate to their subordinates. In fact, when they relate with people, they only assume that they are better than them. You see them using very negative expressions when they relate to people. They perceive they are superior to them, maybe in terms of wealth, maybe in terms of exposure, maybe in terms of knowledge, maybe in terms of rank in the society. You see them becoming very vulgar, very disrespectful in their expressions. This is not also from the traits of Islam. Islam commands us that those who are elderly should be compassionate. They should be merciful. They should also measure their expressions when they relate with the younger ones. Likewise, the younger ones must respect elders in the community. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, laysa minna man lam ya'rif haqqa kabirina. It is not of us, the one who would not recognize, acknowledge, and show good respect to those who are our elders. وَيَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا. When he is with the young also, he will be haughty and not merciful to them. لَيْسَ مِنَّا. He is not from us. He is not from us. That his character is not from the conduct of the people of Islam. The same thing occurs as Hadith 356. Al-Imam al-Bukhari said, Rahimahullah, حَدَّثَنَا Mahmud. قال حدثنا يزيد بن هارون أخبرنا الوليد بن جميل رحمه الله عن القاسم بن عبد الرحمن عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال من لم يرحم صغيرنا ويجل كبيرنا فليس منا من لم يرحم صغيرنا وَيُجِلَّ كَبِيرَنَا يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَيُجِلَّ كَبِيرَنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. This one comes from the hadith of Mahmud. That is Mahmud ibn Ghailan, from amongst the teachers of Imam al-Bukhari. He is reporting from his Shaykh Yazid ibn Harun al-Asadi, who is also reporting from Al-Walid ibn Jamil and Al-Qasim ibn Abd al-Rahman. Al-Qasim ibn Abd al-Rahman al-Shami. Al-Qasim ibn Abd al-Rahman was from amongst the scholars of Sham. And he is the tabi'i of this hadith, reporting from Abu Umama al-Bahili. As for Al-Walid ibn Jamil, that is Al-Walid ibn Jamil Al-Qurashi. Al-Walid ibn Jamil Al-Qurashi, rahimahullah. So Abu Umama Al-Bahili, rahimahullah, he said, Man lam yarham sagirana wa yujilla kabirana falaysa minna. The one who will not be merciful to those who are younger, wa yujilla kabirana, and show esteem to those of our elders in the community, فليس منا, that person is not upon the conduct and the manners of Islam. So we see this hadith has been variously reported by the companions, all of them to show the fadl of the kabir, to show the virtue of being an elderly person. Why? You are a person that deserves to be respected. The point here is that the elders deserve respect. The seniors deserve respect. They have a right to be respected just because they are older than us. إِذَا سَدَّدُوا, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, as long as they are balanced people. Because sometimes, like we would also find from this study, the elders can be very, very haughty and oppressive. They can even be people who are not upon Islam, non-Muslims, and haughty, disrespectful. So we must be careful regarding these types of people. Like in إِذَا سَجَّدُوا, when these people are balanced people, they have a right to be respected for being balanced elders. Because the Prophet said also, alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked the people here in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Busrin. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was asked, فَأَيُّ النَّاسِ شَرٌ أَيُّ النَّاسِ شَرٌ, who is worst from amongst the people? And the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, مَنْ طَالَ عُمُرُهُ وَسَاءَ عَمَلُهُ, مَنْ طَالَ عُمُرُهُ وَسَاءَ عَمَلُهُ, from the worst of people are those whose ages, they have age. The man lived for 88 years. وَسَاءَ عَمَلُهُ, but his deeds were bad. He will not observe salah. He will be in pursuit of indecency. He will be vulgar. He will be, all kinds of negative attitudes are with him. These are from the worst of people. From the worst of people are those who are aged. You still find him drinking alcohol at age 80, at age 65, 70, at age 50. He's still drinking alcohol. He's still pursuing indecency. He's still upon bribery. He's still very corrupt in his actions, in his thoughts, in his dispositions. Very corrupt, very indecent, very vulgar. Hard to deal with. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, these are sharrunas, the worst of the people. Man tala umuruhu, the one who has age, tala umuruhu, his age was long, wasa'a amaluhu, but his deeds were bad. No salah. When the salah is going on, when the muazzin says, hayya ala salah, is upon drafts or ludo, while in a way, beautiful time that Allah has provided him as favor. These are the worst of the people. The age itself will now be against them and not for them. I beg Allah to protect us from this. I beg Allah to protect us all from this. So that's why a major thing of consideration for all of us is, how was I 2 years ago and how am I yesterday? Because it is from evil that an individual grows old. He is losing age. He has months, weeks, days, hours, minutes added upon hours, added upon months, added upon years. And as that adds up, his evil deeds also add up. The Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam referred to this set of people as very bad, from the worst of people. But for those who are balanced, for the balanced ones, they observe salah, they observe qiyamulay, they make lots of istighfar. They are balanced people. When the community is in disarray, everybody says, let us go to the elders. These are people of balance. These set of people deserve to be respected for elderliness, for seniority. Because the age that Allah has given them as a favor, they have used it and they are using it as a thing of goodness for themselves and for the rest of the people. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when he was asked that, ayyu nasi khair, who amongst the people is best? The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, man tala umruhu wa hasuna amaluhu. Those whose age were long and their deeds were good. These are very good people. Something came to my mind that we've been saying, show respect to elders. Which ways do we show respect to elders? I mentioned about 7 or 8 points. I think that it is appropriate that we look at them. Hukukul kabir. That haq, that right that the Sharia commands us to acknowledge and recognize regarding the elders. How? What is the breakdown of that? The first one, the ulama say that it is what tawqiruhu wa ikramuhu. Tawqiruhu wa ikramuhu. Showing him esteem wa ikram and honor. Showing the elders esteem and honor. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, this hadith occurs in the Sunan of Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi. He reported that Ja'a shaykhun yuridu al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ja'a shaykhun, an elderly man approached, he came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Yuridu al-Nabiyya alayhi salatu wasalam. An elderly man came to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fa'abu al-qawmu anhu. So the companions moved away from the Prophet. An elderly man came to visit the Prophet. Perhaps for his need. So the companions moved away from him. So that they provide sufficient time for that elderly man to be able to talk to the Prophet. This is from the aspects of respect for elders. So that's why when an elderly person is talking to someone who is also older than you, as a young person, you wait for them. Nabah said an elderly man came to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ja'a shaykhun ila nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fa'abtu al-qawm. So the people kept away. They gave a space. Why? They wanted the man to have ample time with the Prophet. So you see these days, when elders, if you find a young person coming to interject, why? I'm in a haste, I have to go now, I have to. This is common in our times. When an elderly person is speaking with another elder person, the young ones should wait patiently. That is from the aspects of tawqirul kabir and ikramul kabir. So when they did that, the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, by way of praising what the companions did, he said, "Laysa minna man lam yarham saghirana wa yuwakkir kabirana." You see now, "Laysa minna." The same hadith. "Laysa minna man lam yarham saghirana." It is not from us, the elderly, who will not show respect, compassion, and mercy, rahma, to those who are young. "Wa yuwakkir kabirana," and show esteem for our elders. So the Prophet encouraged that what the companions had done was a show of esteem for the elder. How the man came to see the Prophet, as he spoke to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the rest of the companions gave space, and they allowed the man. Nobody came to interject by way of showing respect for elders. From the aspect of showing respect and esteem for elders is bad uhu bis salam, bad uhu. This salam, when you meet an elderly person, you start by saying, assalamu alaikum. You don't wait for the elder to say taslim to you. You don't wait for the elder to say taslim to you. I know a young man, he will always wait for the elders to greet him. He wants to see whether they are humble. You can see how funny his thinking is. From his own thinking that an elderly person is humble, is that the elderly person should say something to him first. He's always asking to say, oh, is that elderly person humble? You can see how audacious he could be. So from the aspects of showing respect for the elderly in Islam, is that bad uhu, this salam, you start when you meet the elderly by saying, assalamu alaikum to the elderly person. We shall come back to that here in this book, Al-Adab al-Mufrad, under the chapter يسلم الصغير على الكبير، يسلم الصغير على الكبير. There are a number of ahadith there where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded that the younger ones should say taslim to the older ones. So when you come into the masjid, don't expect the elders to say taslim to you first. When you meet your brother, your friend, he's just one day older than you. Don't wait for him to start the taslim. Start the taslim first. Your starting to say taslim first is from the aspects of recognizing a seniority over you. I hope that that matter is clear. The third point, ihsanu khitabihi. Ihsanu khitabihi. When you speak to him, make it nice. Choose your expressions. Choose your words when you speak to someone who is older than you. Choose your words. Choose your words. Ihsanu khitabihi. Choose your words. When you refer to him, refer to him. You want to call him Abu Abdul Rahman, Abu Abdul Fatah. Let honor and respect be clear from even the way you call him. Even if this person is just one day older than you, let respect and honor be shown when you call him, when you talk to him. Even when you want to say no to him over a matter, you think no is the appropriate thing. Let it be upon sound show of respect and sound show of regards. The first thing is that we make tawqeer, show them esteem. You give examples. The second one is dad'uhu bisalam, starting to say assalamu alaikum to the elderly. The third one is that make sure your expressions are sound. If we go to Hadith 187 here in this book, Al-Adab al-Mufrad, you see such an example. How the younger ones, when they spoke to the elder ones, they showed very, very good respect. In fact, behind them, Anas ibn Malik radiallahu, and who many times he used to say something regarding the elders amongst the companions. And you see how respectfully he will be mentioning Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman. That was behind them. What will he do when he's in front of them? Will he be vulgar towards them? Will he be arrogant towards them in his expression? So please, for the sake of Allah, when you speak to the elderly, choose your words, choose your expressions. Don't be vulgar, and you must be respectful. The fourth thing we like to mention about showing respect for elders, even though we shall still come back to it here in this book, is taqdeemuhu fil kalam. تقديم الكبير في الكلام. Yourself and an elderly person went somewhere. تقدم الكبير في الكلام. You should prefer that the elder person speaks before you. Don't come in front of him to speak. In fact, when they ask you speak, say something. My elders are here. Push them forward. Do not speak before your elders. الإمام الخرائطي رحمه الله في هذا البوك مكارم الأخلاق. It's also a book of hadith. And Al-Imam Abu Bakr al-Khatib al-Baghdadi also mentions this in Al-Jami' al-Akhlaq al-Rawi, that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma reported that the Prophet said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Amarani Rasulullah, Amarani Jibreel, the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, Amarani Jibreel an uqaddim al-akhlaq. Amarani Jibreel. Jibreel commanded me, an uqaddim al-akbar, that I should give preference to the elders, those who are elderly. So if you want to say something, push your elders forward. Let the elders speak. That elderliness and seniority may be just for one day. If he is one day older than you, don't speak before him. Let the elders speak. If he is one day older than you, don't speak before him. Let the elder speak. It is from the aspect of showing respect and esteem for the elders. Inshallah, we shall come back to that in this book, Al-Adab al-Mufrad by Al-Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. From the way to show respect and esteem for elders is al-du'a'u lahu. From hukukul kabir is أن يدعو له الصبي، أن يدعو له الصبي. That the younger ones should make dua for the elder ones. The ulama say that is from the aspect of the Prophet, the Quran telling us, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. As my parents were merciful to me and compassionate to me while I was young. That is from the issues of youngness. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا. From the rights that the elders have over the younger ones is that they must make dua for them. Just as from the rights of the younger ones over the elders is that they must show them what mercy and compassion. So in that verse, it can be deduced that younger ones should make dua for the elder ones. Younger ones should make dua for their elders. The ulama said, because Allah said, وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. So it means the Sagir required good mercy and compassion from Elder Sadi, the same way the Sagir has a duty upon him to make dua for the Kabir. It is not restricted to our parents alone. So when you speak with elders, don't make it be far away from your mouth to say, بَارَكَ فِيكُمْ حَفِظَكُمُ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكُمْ Allah is created. Ayyakumullah. All these kinds of expressions. Sincerely, don't let it be far away from you when you speak to those who are older than you. May Allah be pleased with you, sir. May Allah make you a better person. May Allah reward you, sir. May Allah. Don't let it be far away from your tongue when you speak to the elders. Addu'a'ullah. I think that's the system. The sixth thing we can mention is that taqdimuhu lil imamati inda taswiyati fil qira'ati wal hijra. Taqdimuhu lil imama. Give preference to those who are older inda taswiyati fil qira'ati wal hijra. If you are all equal in terms of qira'ati al-Quran, you are all equal in terms of how much Quran you have memorized and how well you can read the Quran, and Hijrah, if you are equal in terms of coming into Islam, in terms of recognizing the Sunnah, you have 3, 4, 5 brothers. They've been friends for 25 years. They've memorized Quran, memorized a good part of the Quran. They read Quran well. They are equal in terms of knowledge. And in terms of coming upon the Sunnah itself, they were all the same. In that circumstance, the one who is elderly should be preferred to lead the people. If they are equal in terms of Qira'at al-Quran, if they are equal in terms of Hijrah, migration, or recognizing the Sunnah and being upon it, the one what should take precedence is now what age. The one who is elderly should be put forward to lead the people. These days, many young people want to lead people who are older than them. Yes, the preference should be for the one who has a better Quran. Should be for the one who has a better Quran, who reads the Quran better. The preference should be for the one who is upon the Sunnah earlier, if they are equal in that. But when they are equal in all of these, preference should be for age. So the first thing to consider is what? Qira'ah. The second thing to consider is what? Hijrah. The third thing to consider is what? Age. So when you are equal in the first two, then age comes in. For you to allow the one who is older than you to lead you in salah is from the aspect of recognizing the favor of Allah upon him as far as age is concerned. So you must push the age forward. From the rights of the elders regarding the younger ones is what? Taswidul akadim. Making the elders to be our leaders. Making elders to lead over us in Islam is from the aspects of respect for elders. Making elders to rule over us because they necessarily have more experience. They necessarily have more age. Perhaps they have even made a lot of money and don't need the money again. They now need goodness. They will leave behind before they pass away. This is usually the position of elders. to allow your elders to rule over you. Allow, you would not imagine Abdullah ibn Abbas, as knowledgeable as he was, radiallahu anhu, pushing himself forward to lead over Abu Bakr, Siddiq, and Umar, radiallahu anhu. This will not happen. So don't let it happen. Allow your elders to rule over you. Allow your elders to be your rulers. We shall come back to that in this book, Al-Adab al-Mufrad. So push your elders in front. You are traveling now, a group of five, a group of six, a group of ten. From the things by which you can determine who to rule you, who to guide you upon that journey, is what? Age. You can use age to determine who should be your guide upon that journey, because that is from the ways, the places where we can appoint an Amir. So your Amir Safa, one of the ways to determine it is to bring the one who is aged. Likewise, in the community, you have a community of residents. From the way you can choose your ruler, your leader in the community, is to choose who the elderly. You want to choose the rulers in the masjid, those who will organize the affairs of the rest of the Muslims in the community. From the things you can use to determine who should do that is what? Age. So age matters. And from the ways to show respect to the elderly is that we make them our leaders. From the aspects of showing respect to the elderly is at-takhfifu fi salati li ajli al-kabir. The young person now is the one who is best in qira'atul Quran. So he's leading the salah. Don't prolong this salah. Why? There's an elderly person behind me. From the aspects of respect for elders is that you don't prolong this salah. Why? The elderly person may find it difficult to stand over a long time. So when you have elders in the masjid, when you have people of age in the masjid, don't prolong the salah by way of showing respect and esteem for age, because age will not allow them to stand for so long. So, oh, young brother who wants to make murajah in Salatul Fajr, be careful. Look behind you and be sure that you are not bringing inconvenience to the elderly. Likewise, even the young children, the children who are in the masjid, once the salah becomes long, their attention becomes taken away from the salah. So from the aspect of showing mercy to the young ones when we leave salah, is that we don't make it long. And from the aspect of showing respect for the elders when we leave salah, is that we don't make it long. From the issues of respect for age is taking knowledge from the more elderly scholars. Taking knowledge. We mentioned earlier at the class, people like Sheikh Ubayd ibn Abdullah al-Jabri is an elderly person amongst the ulama. He's a person who comes 70, 80 years. For 61 years, it's upon something you just started yesterday, oh young brother. You just started reading Al-Jurumiyah yesterday. You are just even trying to have the Quran to be stable in your mind. So don't think that your own knowledge should be taken and the knowledge of people like Sheikh Saleh Al-Fawzan should be left aside because you think that you discovered something they are ignorant of. Wallahi, this is what I've ever observed. If you learn from elders, that thing you are considering for which you want to change the ruling, they have also considered it before you were born. Before you were born, they saw it, but they knew that it is tasteless. And they know the explanation for it. But because of the age, young people want to feel, I have found it out. The elders are usually wrong. There is this push amongst young people. They always think that elders are wrong. And that elders are wrong is evidence that they are well researching. They are, no, they saw it before you were born. Wallahi. Wallahi, they seen it before you were born. They read it. They knew it. And they know the explanation for it. The ulama give preference to elders amongst the scholars. If you have scholar A, 70 years old, scholar B, they are both scholars, so they are equal in terms of scholarship. Scholar A is 70, scholar B is 50. Please prefer to take from scholar A. You're coming to the masjid in Madina. For example, a younger person is giving a class and an older person is giving a class. Which one do you give preference for? You definitely give preference for the gathering of the elders. So give preference to taking knowledge from elders. It is from the aspect of respect for elders to give preference to the gathering. That's why in the gathering of Sheikh Abdul Mohsen Abad in Medina, you find elders among scholars coming to sit down there. They are themselves elders. But because Sheikh Abdul Mohsen is from among the most elderly, so you find elders in his gathering. You find elders, 70, 75 scholars in Medina. You find them in the gardens of Sheikh Abdul Mohsen because he's more elderly. So age matters in knowledge. Wallahi, 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 age matters in knowledge. Age matters a lot in knowledge. So from the respect you show to a person is that upon knowledge is that you give preference to taking knowledge from the elderly, taking views from the elderly. They think deeper, they have more experience. We find one of the tabi'un in this book, Al-Adab al-Mufrad, saying that Al-Ilmu Khibra, Al-Ilmu Khibra, knowledge itself is experience. His experience, he knows the explanation for that hadith better than you do. If you are patient, you get better explanations from the elder. And that is not controlled by the rage of the young person. Young people have a rage that pushes them. The elderly one has grown beyond all of that. So give preference for elders when you take knowledge. They are most likely more correct than the younger ones. So the younger people too should recognize the rights of the elders. I think these are a few from among the things that we can mention about actually what are those rights of the elderly. But some of them, inshallah, we come back to them in this book, Al-Adab al-Mufrad. But I think we can mention them all in a single thing. The foundation for all of this is that Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abu Umama al-Bahili, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, and Abu Huraira, the four of them, they have all reported this hadith. That the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Laysa minna man lam yarif haqqa kabirina wa yarhamu sawirana. Laysa minna. It's not from us. The one who will not show mercy to the young ones. Those who will not show esteem and respect for the elders, who will not show dignity for the elders. Inshallah, in the next class, we'll be coming to Babu Ijlal al-Kabir. That is from amongst the first rights of the elders, Ijlal, showing them esteem, honor, dignity. Show dignity to the elders. You should not find a person upon Sunnah disgracing and insulting the elders. Because the Sunnah is to show them respect. Especially elders in the masjid upon salah, upon goodness. Yes, nobody is infallible, including that young one too, who wants to raise his shoulders to the elders. You yourself, you are not fallible. To show respect to the elders in the community. May Allah forgive you and every one of us. I think it should be convenient to stop here today, Abu Amir.
I'm Shaykhana Ahsan Allah ilaykum.
Ameen, ameen wa iyaakum.
Jazakum Allah khair.
Ameen, ameen wa iyaakum.
The first question here is, can we avoid an elder completely in order not to disrespect the elder? If you feel that the elder is also disrespectful and manipulative.
What did you say, Abu Amir?
Can you hear me now, sir?
Now I can hear
you. Can we avoid an elder completely in order not to disrespect the elder if you feel that the elder is also disrespectful and manipulative?
Disrespectful and manipulative. Sometimes, like I mentioned in the class, the young people are hasty in these judgments. The young people are hasty in their judgments. So the advice I'll give to that young person is to be patient and not completely disconnect from the elders. Because if he completely disconnects from the elders, that is not from the way of Islam too. Don't disconnect from the elders. You should rather bear his error, his mistake that you perceive. Perhaps over the time, it will be clear to you that he is not what you think he is. This is what many young people, we were young too. Easily young people think that elders are manipulative, elders are oppressive. When elders insist on the right things to be done, young people say, oh, they are manipulative, oh, they are oppressed. Young people say that. But with age, they too come to realize that these elders were right. These elders were right. So don't abandon the elderly because you hold differently from him. He thinks differently. Don't abandon him. Still show him. Maintain his respect for him. Maintain his esteem for him. If you want to disconnect from the elders you consider to be manipulative or oppressive, so how will you learn how to be elderly? Because you find that with the elders, you have a lot of lessons to learn. How will you learn life, you, the young person? How will you learn? How will you grow? How will you know what life is? How will you benefit from the knowledge and the experience of the elderly? So don't disconnect from him. Maybe your judgments are just mere perceptions that you will change if you have more time to spend with him. You bear it with him. You can even somehow, if you have a good way to present the case, oh, Baba, I was right here because of this, in a nice way. You can present it to him in a nice way. But don't be rude, because you'll be rewarded for that, your patience. If you patiently bear the elderly, you'll be rewarded for it. It could be very painful and difficult, much more difficult than I say it. If relating with elders that are hard, and some elders are actually very hard and tough to relate with. In fact, the elderly can be jealous of you. He can be so jealous of you. So what you do in the circumstance is, for the sake of Allah, you bear that. More so if it's a relative. You bear it patiently. You bear it patiently. You be sure you never express vulgarity to him or against him. You bear it with him. You bear it with him. You bear it with him. It's a difficult thing. But when you bear it, you gain the rewards. That's your sabr, you have the reward. And from the things by which Allah rewards patience is al-jannah. We all have these issues with us when we relate with elders. Sometimes it could be very, very difficult and very hard. But we don't have a choice. We can't throw them away. We have to relate with them. We have to be patient. We have to bear them. Don't forget, you are also going to become elderly tomorrow. That is how young people will bear your own errors too. Remember this fact. You are going to come to become an elderly tomorrow. How is it that the younger ones abandon you? Just think of it. Think that you are the elderly ones and younger ones abandon you because of something they think is with you, that's a failure that you have. And then they abandon you. As a young person, how do you feel? Now, at this moment, you don't feel any problem. But when you become old and abandoned, you know that it's a problem. So let's not abandon the elders. Let's only be patient with them. Let's only accept what they say. If we find a means to being able to correct them in a nice manner, let us do it. And hope that Allah will rectify them, rectify us, accept our acts of worship, and forgive our mistakes. I hope that this is clear, inshallah.
A couple of questions here. They're all around asking about co-wives in the polygyny. How do we balance between we have equal rights and you are older than me? And the second aspect is the wife is slightly older than the husband. How do you balance that?
If you have a co-wife, you should show her respect. Your co-wife is not your enemy. She's your co-wife. She's a wife like you. The least thing is that you share a husband. So if anything bad happens to her, if you are not careful, it's coming back to you because it will affect your husband. So your co-wife is not your enemy. So if she's older than you, respect her. And if she's older than you, she shows you mercy and compassion. As we have counted, things the younger ones have to show to the older ones? Have we also forgotten that older ones too must be compassionate and merciful? So imagine that the co-wives, one of them respects and shows a lot of honor to the co-wife. The other one replies with compassion and mercy. How will it be? Will there be any trouble in that? The same thing happens to the husband and the wife. If the husband is older, if the husband is younger than the wife, it shows the wife a lot of compassion and mercy. The older one, the wife shows the husband a lot of compassion and mercy because she's older than him. And the husband shows the wife a lot of esteem too because she's his wife. And that is basically required between a man and his wife. So it's not wrong at all. The mutual show of compassion and mercy will wipe it off. But now when decisions are required to be made, of course, the man has the decision. The man has the decision as the husband. So you don't say, oh, because my wife is older than me, then she has the decision. No, the decision belongs to the man. The decision belongs to the husband, not the wife. But that the man has the decision does not mean that he's now, I mean, not going to be in any show of honor and esteem to the wife because the wife is older than him. You still command her. My wife cook food. My wife stand up. My wife sit down. My wife don't go. This is the man. This is the husbandness in him now. So, and for her, the wifeness in her will respond to that husbandness in him. So as the case may be. And then when other matters come up, she will show a lot of esteem. She will show a lot of mercy, a lot of compassion to the husband. These things don't conflict at all, Abu Amir. Once every person puts the square pegs in the square holes, these issues don't conflict at all. It just goes to say that as Muslims, we all of us, must be mutually respecting ourselves and showing mercy and compassion within ourselves. This is what it shows. In the whole of it, we as Muslims, elders, young ones, middle-aged, everybody must be showing dignity, respect, honor, and esteem to one another when they relate with one another, because you are either older or younger. If you are older, it is required for you to show mercy and compassion. If you are younger, it is required of you to show esteem and respect. So if we really stick to these things, there are no conflicts at all, and the community will know peace with Allah. Is this clear, Abu Amir?
I'm Sheikh Anas. Salawat Allah alayhi.
I mean, can we call it a day? We already spent the time.
I'm Sheikh Anas. Jazakumullah.
I mean, what? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.